Well, James, another easy win tonight. 2-1, and like I said, team takes advantage of every split second on the clock, don't they?
You know, when you analyze, yes, and you try to figure out who's controlling and who has the puck and who has territory and who is dictating the game, for most of the games in the series, it was St. Louis. It really was. Now, having said that, I think the Kings defend very well, and they make it so difficult for teams to get the puck to where they want to. They might get it to an area, but then to get it to the net and get someone open, that's very difficult. The Kings were opportunistic. I think for the first part of the series, and the Kings are a team. If there's ever an example of everyone working together, but you still need your best guys to be your best guys. And as the series went along, you know, a couple of things stand out to me. And it's probably unfair to break down the series to two moments, but great players making extraordinary plays. I think the pass that Andre Kopitar made to Carter in Game 5 in St. Louis on a power play rush was fantastic, kind of an empty net goal because it was such a great pass. And then the goal by Drew Doughty in Game 6. I mean, his ability to read that play, he sensed danger, then to fake a shot, get the defenseman to back off, get the goaltender to back off. Extraordinary goal.
Opportunistic's a great word, and how much does that say about a team when you are and you find a way to win, too?
You know, they just... It's not just. It's so difficult, but I'm sure experience... I talked to Jeff Carter coming into the playoffs, and I asked him what's the most important thing. He said trust. And you do get that feeling. You get the feeling the Kings players trust each other. Everything doesn't always go right. I know Dustin Penner said before Game 6, there's going to be moments in Game 6 where we're going to have to, you know, figure out things. And there was a lot of those moments. But the trust is there. And I think that different times, different players can become key. And that's very important. Your best guys have to be your best guys, but everyone helped out. And I think that was a theme last year. And in the first series against St. Louis, it was a theme, too.
How about the lack of shots on goal tonight and good scoring chances? How much was that the Kings? How much was that with St. Louis?
Well, you know what? That's what I'm talking about. For most of the series, St. Louis had the puck. I don't know if I go 65-35, maybe 70-30. I mean, that's how much it was.
That's too much.
But then they were not able to get it to a quality scoring area. They were able to create turnovers. They were able to do those types of things. But, again, the strength of the Kings is getting back and defending as a group. Jonathan Quick was solid. I know there was a crossbar in the third period. You can look back at a lot of things. But, you know, I think when you analyze it at the end, the Kings knew the steps they took. They took a 1-0 lead. The Blues had a heck of a second period. But then the Kings come out of that second period with a 2-1 lead. That, to me, is the game. Because I think in the third, the Blues had chances, but I think that was the best defending period by the Kings.
And you don't see too many goals like Penner's in the playoffs, do you?
You know what? He had some help from the bench. You turn around, you don't know the clock, you kind of sense guys are yelling from the bench, shoot, 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 he does. Now, it hit the defenseman. It was going in low, hit the defenseman, went high, and knuckled two at the same time. So I know the first goal, Doughty made a heck of a play on the fake shot. But on that goal, Brian Elliott was backing off. He was deep in his crease, and he was backing off. Normally, a goaltender, you want him to be set or moving out. On the deflected goal, there's nothing you can really do there. You just have to credit Penner for scratching and clawing every second or split second out of the clock. And
literally.
Point two, and the Kings get the goal.
Okay, so the Blues are history. The next round could be the Ducks. Now, we talked about it, remember, before the playoffs started. It's not a true rivalry till you face each other. Here's the potential opportunity if Anaheim can take advantage of Game 7.
That is when the rivalries start. Now, geography makes it a rivalry. Yep. Then you have the fan bases because of success of one team, and then the other, they're back and forth. You have the rivalry there. But to a certain extent, you know, I think over the years, you're trying to manufacture the rivalry. Now, if the Kings and the Ducks play, you don't manufacture it. It is there, it happens, and it will be for real. And that's something that will be remembered for years to come. It lasts. It lingers for, you know, more than 1 year when you have a big series against a rival like that.
I talked to 100 Kings fans. Nobody wants the Ducks to win, and I say you're all crazy. This is the best thing for hockey, to face each other in this area.
Well, yes. I'm looking, though, at some numbers that probably don't mean anything. The Kings' home record. And the Kings would start at home against the Sharks if it was San Jose. So they'd have the home ice advantage there. And you know, all season long. You know, Daryl Sutter, the Kings head coach, doesn't really put much in the matchups, but I think he downplays that, at least publicly.
Right.
I think he wasn't as comfortable this year because of the inexperience on defense. He didn't have that last year, and he was able to, you know, get certain matchups defensively with defense pairs that you might not necessarily get on the road. So I think it would be important for the Kings to start at home. That's taking nothing away from the Sharks, nothing away from the Ducks. I've said from the get-go, and it's not going on a limb, in the Western Conference, you make the playoffs, you got a chance to win the Cup.
So what's the best matchup, though, that you see from the way they've played against each other this year, Sharks or Ducks?
Well, the Ducks won the season series against the Kings. I think the Sharks were the best team down the stretch, even though the Kings beat them in the last game of the season. At that point, neither team had a chance for home ice, and it's one of those where it was kind of a downer, anticlimactic to when the game started, because they both knew that St. Louis was going to finish fourth. Up front, I think the Ducks have those killer players, the players that just, you know, quick strike capability, they can beat you, they can lean on you. They improved on defense with the size. With San Jose, to me, it's more balance and the way they spread things out. It used to be Thornton, Marlowe, those types of things. Now Couture is coming into Pavelski, move those guys around. Perhaps an underrated defense in San Jose. So it's a toss-up. Each team has their strengths, and I think for the Kings, it's the Kings' strength is that they don't change.
Yeah.
They stick with it. They play composed, and they play their game as much as possible.
Last thing, how much does it help to stay close to home no matter who they play? Less travel, the grind of the playoffs is crazy.
It'll make a difference for both teams,
yeah.
And it'll make it a better series. It'll make it a more intense series. It'll give teams a chance to maybe work on things on off days that you wouldn't necessarily have a chance to, actually on the ice when you take time off. Because when you're traveling back and forth, there is that issue. So as far as intensity, which is, you know, as the playoffs go along, emotionally you get more intense, physically probably less. Because of the less travel, I think it's going to be better for both teams to just be ready to go every night.
Can't wait. Let's have some fun.
Let's do it.